When the dust settled after last November's Boulder City Council election, many were unhappy with how the mayor was selected, but not because Sam Weaver was chosen by fellow council members to lead them.
This is not a referendum on Sam Weaver. This has actually nothing to do with our current mayor and their performance.
That's Matt Benjamin with Our Mayor, Our Choice, a group collecting signatures to place a measure on the November ballot that would allow voters to choose the mayor.
It's a governmental structure that exists for small towns, and this was just a holdover from when Boulder was just a small little mountain town, you know, 50, 60, 80 years ago. So it wasn't anything functionally wrong. It was just, you know, there was maybe a look at, should we evolve to be a little more up to date for a city our size?
Gala Orba is also with the Our Mayor, Our Choice campaign.
And so we're just the largest municipal area in Colorado that doesn't directly elect its own mayor. And it doesn't seem like that person really represents the people if they're not directly elected by the people.
After last November's election, it turned out only Sam Weaver, who was already on the council, had submitted the proper paperwork to be considered for the role of mayor. Newbies seemed caught off guard about how the process worked, and several citizens were upset, believing the top vote-getter should be mayor and deputy mayor. Orba explains that Boulder's municipal government has operated under a strong city manager, weak city council system for more than 100 years.
Where it stands right now, the city manager actually has a lot of power in our council's governmental structure. And so we're looking to shift that to a mayor person so that they can be more directly responsible to the people that elected them.
Both Orba and Benjamin have made unsuccessful bids for city council. They have firsthand experience that when elections are held in odd years, turnout is low. Only about a third of Boulder's registered voters go to the polls. Orba believes ranked choice voting would create better representation.
When you have a single choice winner race, somebody who only gets 35% of the overall vote can end up as the leader. So that's a minority. But because you have so many candidates, that happens all the time. It's just not reflective of the majority of the people's wishes.
But not everyone supports the way the current ballot measure is written. Steve Pomerantz was a city council member for 10 years.
As to having a direct election of mayor, well, Fort Collins does it, Denver does it. I prefer our current system. Now, other people like direct election, which is fine. They can have their opinions. But not this one, not this system. This system is flawed every which way from Sunday.
Flawed, Pomerantz believes, because the complicated ballot measure could result in only 8 instead of 9 council members being seated, creating the possibility of a deadlock on controversial issues. He's also worried ranked choice would mean someone with no previous governing experience could end up as leader.
I would like the mayor to be somebody with experience and immediate experience, meaning I'd like, if somebody runs for mayor, I want them to be somebody who's on a council, knows the issues, and says that they want to be the person who runs the meetings and does the agenda setting and all that kind of stuff.
Historically, Boulder City Council candidates are endorsed by groups with differing agendas. For example, pro-growth versus slow growth. Pomerantz worries ranked choice voting could make money a larger factor in local elections.
With our financial constraints, an individual can only contribute $100. Now you've got this strange situation where, let's say there's, as will happen in these races, it'll be one side against the other. So let's say the pro-development folks, they run 4 candidates, all basically with the same pitch, or 5, let's say. So the folks that have a lot of money can only contribute $100 per candidate. Now they can contribute $500. They got 5 candidates all saying the same thing, basically. And so they can drown out the other side.
Meanwhile, Benjamin, who served on the city's campaign finance and election reform working group, says if Our Mayor, Our Choice is approved by voters, more election reform will be sought.
Electing our mayor through ranked choice voting is the way we see it, is really just phase one of an election reform package that is kind of necessary in Boulder, that we think. I think phase 2 and phase 3 are going to be things like fair pay for council. Should council just be that you have the financial means to be on council? So then the other is actually evolving our council election system to proportional representation.
The campaign has until August 5th to gather enough signatures for the fall ballot, even while there's still some ambiguity whether city rules or state rules will be followed to determine its validity. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.